Father, we bless your name this day. We exhort you, for you are God, you are good, you are not a man. Thank you for your grace and for your mercy upon us, O Lord. We exalt your name. We bless you, Lord. We worship you. Hallelujah. We bow before you, O Lord. We say you are God from beginning to the end. You are the Lord, and that is your name. We worship you, Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. Lord, we honor you. We lift your name higher. You are God, and you are God all by yourself. We worship your name, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you don't need a man to be the God that you are. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy that endures forever. We honor you. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask for your mercy. We ask for your goodness upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 20th of August, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord. I want you to honor him for his mercy and for his kindness. Return all glory unto him, for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forevermore. Honor him for his mercy upon your life. Give honor unto him. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning this day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me, because the Lord is with me. Oh, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, the blessings of the Lord is upon me. The Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I step out today in the strength of the Lord. I go today under the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon my day. The mercy of the Lord speaks concerning my day. In the name of Jesus, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon me. He favors me. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the blessings of the Lord. The favor of the Lord becomes my reality. In the name of Jesus, I experience unusual favor today. In the name of Jesus, as I go today, the hand of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I walk under the grace of the Lord. I declare today, I am the expression of the grace of God. I am the expression of his mercy. In the name of Jesus, I am the expression of the goodness of God. In the name of Jesus, oh, the Lord satisfy me with his blessing. The Lord satisfy me with favorable things. In the name of Jesus, the goodness of the Lord is upon me at all time. Oh, I am blessed. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the supernatural. In the name of Jesus, my day is blessed. As I step out today, all that is in this day work together for my blessing. All that is in this day work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord is upon my day. I declare today, no weapon that is put together to stand against me will prosper. In the name of Jesus, I stand against every whisper of failure, every whisper of accident over my day. I silence you. In the name of Jesus, I pull down every imagination, every thought emanating from me or towards me that is against the knowledge of Christ, that is against the grace of God upon my day. I pull you down. In the name of Jesus, I embrace the favor of God today. In the name of Jesus, favor in impossible situations, favor in difficult places is my portion today. In the name of Jesus, I receive the timely and timeless help of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. As I step out today, the Lord open unto me his good treasures. In the name of Jesus, I receive peace from his presence. In the name of Jesus, every hand that is joined together, oh, today they are broken. Evil hands joined together to bring delay or to waste the time of my life, oh, you search and paralyze. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, the grace of the Lord is poured out unto me. Every coming together of the wicked over against my life, you will not stand. in the name of Jesus. The tokens of the wicked is frustrated. The tokens of the enemy over me is frustrated in the name of Jesus. As I go today, I receive the blessings of the Lord. I enjoy the activities of the angelic. Oh, I enjoy the administrations of the angels. For the Lord will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. Oh, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, today is Thursday, the 20th of August, 2026. Today is the D-Day, the day we've been announcing concerning our program, our anniversary edition of Time of Refreshing, and our celebration coming up on Sunday. Today is the anniversary edition of our Time of Refreshing by 12 noon, by the grace of God. Remember, the theme is sharpening the edge. Come and let us learn together at the feet of the Lord Jesus. Let us bring ourselves, our life, to be resharpening, to be remodeled, to be redivined by the Spirit of the Lord. The program is going to start today by 12 noon, by the grace of God, at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena at Ijokodo Junction, Songo, Eleyele Road in Ibadan here. I'll be expecting you. The grace of the Lord is upon your life in the name of Jesus. And let me announce this as well, that by the grace of God, next week Saturday, we'll be going out for our orphanage outreach. I am saying this so if the Lord is laying it upon your heart to be a blessing unto this program at the orphanage outreach, you can reach out to us on the number that we've been calling on this podcast, that is 0708660186. Let us know what part you want to be a blessing for us. Nothing is too small to give out. Maybe you want to give out foodstuff, materials, or even in terms of finances. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, in the last 3 days now, today making it the third day, we've been talking about the mercy of God, and probably we are going to be rounding up today. It all glory unto the Lord, and it all by his leading, how he wants us to go by it. If he wants us to continue tomorrow or probably next time, we will definitely come back to it. But today we are still going to talk about the mercy of the Lord. I want you to read the book of Psalm 136 verse 1. The scripture says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." The part I want to use is, "for his mercy endures forever." The mercy of God can never run out of time. It is everlasting. He is simply plenteous in mercy. His mercy is sufficiently supplied unto us daily. He cannot run out of his mercy towards me, towards you. His mercy endures forever. The mercy of the Lord cannot be exhausted, because his mercy works with his existence. So if you cannot take away the existence of God, you cannot take away his mercy. I said this yesterday, and I've always been saying it time and time, that this mercy is the nature of God. So if you cannot exhaust the existence of God, you cannot exhaust his mercy, simply because the mercy of God is timeless and is timely, never run out. His compassion is forever, never run out. His mercy is everlasting. His eyes of mercy is upon me, is upon you. His eyes of mercy is always upon us, is always upon me. The mercy of God cannot be exhausted. I need you to hold that in your hand. And beloved, there is something I want you to understand this morning. Please, I need you to hold it in your hand as you live your life, as you journey in this life as a child of God. Understand that there is a second side of God's mercy. Romans chapter 9 verse 15. "For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. That is the second side of mercy. This is not a teaching class. It is not a sermon. This is the word of the Lord for you to listen to as you go. So I don't want to complicate things because we might not be able to cover it in a teaching. Understand that the mercy of God is allocated by His will. God allocates His mercy as He wills. And that is why it is important for us to ask for the mercy of God. Mercy for redemption, mercy for preservation. Listen, let me just put it in this simple way. Like I said, this is the second side of His mercy. There is a general mercy that every one of us we enjoy. There is this side of God, of God's mercy. Let's say the fourth side of His mercy that everybody enjoys. Irrespective of who you are, He gives rain to everyone. Either you are righteous, either you are wicked, either you are this or that, He gives rain to everybody. That is a general example of God's mercy unto all. A general example of the benefit of His mercy unto every one of us. Now, the second side of His mercy is the mercy that He chose to allocate to whoever He wills, to whoever called upon Him to enjoy this special dose of mercy. He allocates it based on His sovereignty, not by bribe, not by righteousness, not by work. It is even allocated by His mercy. But then, thank God for the Lord Jesus that has given us access to this special dose of mercy. And that is why I want you to call upon the Lord this morning, that God, let it please you to show me mercy. In the name of Jesus, I call upon you today, Lord. I want to enjoy your mercy. Oh, I want to enjoy all the benefit of your mercy today. In the name of Jesus, make it a prayer, make it declaration. I receive mercy for favorable things. Whatever it is you want to call it, if you like, call it partiality or whatever. But as for me, I receive mercy for special circumstances. In the name of Jesus, mercy for favorable things. In the name of Jesus, mercy for mighty things. Arrangement of favorable things by mercy I receive today. In the name of Jesus, I the mercy of the Lord respond to my urgent need. In the name of Jesus, I partake in the daily feast of God's mercy. I partake at the banquet of His mercy. In the name of Jesus, my life come in alignment with the mercy of God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, I call upon to you. Let your mercy become my identity, that I will be identified by mercy, not by my struggle, not by my labor, but by your mercy, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, mercy that puts me in the will of man, mercy that brings me my agent of help, I receive today in the name of Jesus. Mercy that brings the flow of blessed men, I receive today. Mercy that puts me in the treasures of men, mercy that opens the riches that is hidden even from generation, I receive today. Mercy for excellency, mercy for excelling, I receive. Mercy for greatness, I receive today in the name of Jesus. Beloved, I want you to go through this prayer. Call it prayer, call it declaration. Whatever you call it, declare it upon yourself. Pray it upon your day as you go. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Mercy that preserves, the Lord show it unto you. In the name of Jesus, mercy that preserve when others are dying of a particular ailment, of a particular sickness, the mercy of the Lord preserves you. In the name of Jesus, if there is this ailment in your lineage that has been killing them, for you, you receive the allocation of mercy for exemption. You are exempted. In the name of Jesus, whatever it is that they say they happen where you are presently, whatever policy they have made, whatever it is that is to stand against people, For you, you receive the allocation of mercy for special treatment, mercy for exemption, mercy for preservation in the name of Jesus, mercy for mighty things, mercy that will make arrangement of favorable things on your behalf. You receive today in the name of Jesus. I say it again. I don't know where your name is, what you have submitted, but the mercy of the Lord speak on your behalf. The mercy of the Lord answer for you. In the name of Jesus. I don't know what report you have been given concerning your ailments, concerning your sickness, but mercy rewrite it for you. In the name of Jesus. It is by the mercy of God. Mercy rewrites them for you. In the name of Jesus. They might have written you off. Mercy rewrites you for life. If your name is written for death, your name is written as a waste. Today, mercy rewrites you for life. In the name of Jesus. I say it again. Wherever you are, I don't know the policy. Maybe you are to be ejected where you are. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord is upon you. That mercy begins to make arrangement of favorable things on your behalf. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord be merciful unto you. The Lord be gracious unto you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. You will experience his mercy beyond the understanding of men. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. Thank you and God bless you. And remember, we are going to be meeting today by 12 noon by the grace of God. Have a wonderful day.